for once, it's going to be an upbeat, positive ball talk with my mom, Bonnie, discussing our family fantasy football team.
Well, she's always upbeat, even when she's mad.
Yeah, but she's got a big reason to be happy today. I'll let her tell.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
I mean, first of all, good morning, Mom. Hope things are well in suburban Rochester, New York. Do you want to go ahead and break the news to our KSON family who are, you know, considering you part of their family?
Finally, I won! I won!
Oh, the angels are singing from heaven for my church lady mother. Mom got a win. I was so nervous because we, little backstory, my daughter Abby, she's kind of the glue, finding herself responsible for keeping the family together. So she started this family book club that we do on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And Monday evening, we had our Zoom book club meeting. And I, dope that I am, interrupted to say, hey, big night tonight, as Monday Night Football was also happening.
Yes.
Mom has a chance to get her first win. And as soon as I said that, her wide receiver, Mike Evans, goes out for the game.
No.
I'm like, did I just curse my mother? Am I really that evil?
Goes out for three games at least now.
But mm-hmm. Mom, you got off the schneid. You got the win. That's all that matters. Life is better. The sun is out in Rochester, New York, which is very rare this time of year.
Oh, you're right.
Bonnie, I do have to ask you, when he said that, did you just go, oh, don't say anything?
Yes, I did. I said, you're going to jinx me. I know.
Not only did she yell at me during the book club, which is not uncommon. Not only did she, but my sister and my brother-in-law, who are all part of the league, mm-hmm. accused me of trying to curse my mother. She's my mother. I'd like my mom to win a game. Why have I been put on as the Voldemort of our league?
Well, look what happened when you spoke. You knocked out her wide receiver.
But I got to do a little moves now to get rid of that poor soul. So
yeah, the poor soul. He didn't die. He just tweaked his hamstring.
That's pretty bad, though, right?
Let's pray for the poor soul of Mike Evans.
Bonnie, I'm going to give him a sock in the arm from you today.
Thank you.
Way to promote. Okay, there you go. I deserve that sock. And way to promote the beating of your only son, too, Mom. Mom, winning is such sweet, sweet, sweet medicine for what's ailing you. Very happy for you.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Make it two in a row, run the table, and make the playoffs. And you show all us the young whippersnappers.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Ball talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
Thanks, honey.
We pray for the soul of Mike Evans.
Oh, John, stop it.
Yeah, well, now what? And Justin Fields is out? I mean, and what's his name? Tua's coming back.
Mom, you're a maniac. You're a maniac. You can't stop spewing out football stats.
I know. Goodbye.
Is this what you do when you sing at church?
I checked my phone in between him.
Yeah. It's an amazing grace. You're like, amazing play, I finally won.
Oh my gosh.
You saved my horrible team.
Okay, well.
Love you, Mom. Congrats on the win. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Well, producer Jessica's ready to start working again, back from her little vacation in Memphis.
Producer Jessica, I love that you posted in KSON's Instagram stories yesterday, proof that you were actually in the gym when we talked to you yesterday before you went to the airport.
I really was. I was at the gym.
You know, I didn't see any evidence of that being a hotel treadmill. That could have been the treadmill down in our lobby for all we know.
But she wasn't even here yet.
I want a newspaper with a date and a Peabody Hotel towel next time.
Okay.
No, good for you. That's awesome. So Jessica was in Memphis every year before the St. Jude Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon. St. Jude sends radio personalities or staff from across America who does the radiothons to Memphis to help educate them so we can go on the air and talk about all the things that your money is doing for the children and the families of St. Jude, not only in Memphis, obviously, but here in San Diego and throughout the world.
Producer Jessica, you were mentioning yesterday the microscope that was built specifically Relief for St. Jude and how they raise the money for that.
So it's in the Inspiration 4 building. That Inspiration 4 was the all civilian manned aircraft that went up into space.
And that included a former St. Jude patient.
Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
The whole building is awesome. So they're doing a ton of research on there. And we got to go inside their lab and got to see this microscope that the scientist that uses it was telling us what it does. And it's a lot of words that I do not know right. the meaning of. It looks at very tiny things.
So they made the scientists talk to you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's the scientist's worst nightmare, too.
Right.
They're so brilliant.
He actually was so excited. And people, some of these radio people had some really fascinating questions. And I was like, what? No.
One of the best moments ever in the history of John and I doing these is when we were in a lab and a scientist was explaining things to him. And he was so scientist mm-hmm. that most of us were just kind of standing there like,
Most of us.
And he was showing us, it was this little vials of blood and how they were testing things. And when he was talking, he would touch it to a pad and then put it in the machine. So I said, I noticed that you're taking the vial of blood and you touch it to the pad before you put it in the machine. What is that? And he said, oh, that's a vortex. Anyway, blah, 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 blah.
Of course yeah. you should know that.
And John looks at me, and we'll have to beep it here, but John looks at me right after and goes, yeah, it's a vortex, you had So now anytime we hear the word vortex, we say that to each other all the time.
That's funny.
So it's just
even the scientist managed a stiff little smile after I said that.
It was great.
One of the coolest things I found out while I was there was about the family commons. They have a whole floor that's dedicated just, it's non-medical space. They don't have any doctors or nurses.
Or
it's just for kids to have art time, music time.
Nice.
And they also have a school. And those really smart scientists go in once a week and volunteer with the kids at their lab.
I'll talk about having the best teachers ever.
I know, right?
Now, remember, we always talk about the cures that the scientists and the doctors are working on at St. Jude. We talk about the care that the sickest of the sick kids are getting. But it's all-encompassing, the money that you're donating when you become a partner in Hope. Things like this completely medical-free floor that just kids could be kids again.
Yeah.
The things that they think about that we would never think about when it comes to taking the best care of really sick kids. That's what St. Jude's about, and that's why it's so important come December that we get as much money as we can. St. Jude Country Cares for Kids nationwide. The radiothon that you hear every year that started here in San Diego has raised over $1 billion, which means you have helped raise $1 billion for the families of St. Jude.
Yeah.
And just a reminder, you can get a head start right now on donating by donating to my run. I'm going to push it.
Right.
I got to get $2,000. I want to get it before our radiothon in December, so I'll post the link again on our socials.
Perfect.
And that's going towards my half marathon, because apparently that's something I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Apparently. And Jessica's working hard on it. She got up in Memphis.
Yes.
Usually I get up in Memphis, I cough a rib up, and I fall. And I mean an actual, not one of my ribs, but a rib I had at Rendezvous Barbecue across the street. Then I go back to bed for a while. Jessica hit the gym, so mad respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can donate there, and all the money that I raise goes to our totals for the St. Jude Radiothon.
Okay. Nice. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. The World Series starts tomorrow. Major League Baseball as a whole is thrilled at who's facing each other.
Mm-hmm.
The mighty New York Yankees against the mighty Los Angeles Dodgers. Ugh, I hate saying that. You've got Judge versus Otani. This is everything Major League Baseball wanted.
I guess it is when you put it that way. Now, here's something that everybody wants if they're the owner of a ball and can sell one. Otani's historic 50-50 ball, the one he hit to achieve 50 home runs and 50 stolen bases in the same season, sold at auction for $4.39 million.
I mean, come on.
The new owner would like to remain anonymous.
Of course. I mean, what do you do when you put up almost $4.5 million? I tell you what you do. You buy a very, very safe glass case or protective case. You put that ball in that case and you never touch it. You'd barely look at it again because it costs almost $4.5 million. Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Don't look at it.
Well, either that or someone who's obviously got a lot of money they have a trophy room somewhere where they display things like this.
I wish I had the discipline or I guess even the interest in wanting to collect something and find things that could be valuable. I don't have it in me. When I was a kid, my uncles, my old uncles, like the relative, World War II veteran uncles have long since passed, would always take me and say, Johnny, come here, Johnny. And they give you a dollar or they give you some. My Uncle Peter gave me a bat once, a baseball bat. It had a crack down the side, right? And you know how they have names on the bats? They're endorsed by players.
Yeah.
This one was endorsed by, Jackie Robinson.
Oh, my God.
I had that bat. Clearly, it wasn't a bat that Jackie Robinson used, but it was still a Jackie Robinson labeled bat. I mean, maybe. Probably worth something.
Sure.
I mean, he is only Jackie Robinson for crying out loud. I couldn't even tell you where that bat thrown away, probably.
Oh,
thrown
man.
Away. I had a cast when I broke my elbow very badly as a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a huge Chicago Bears fan, and even more so now because as a little boy, my dad took me to a Bears game, and Walter Payton, the best running back maybe in the history of football, signed my cast.
So cool.
That cast thrown away. Now, I'm not saying people would buy a cast with a full-on autograph on it, but...
Well, yeah, I don't know about the cast.
I'm just saying... All these things could be collectible.
Sure.
Should be collectible. When I tell that story about Walter Payton signing my fifth grade boy cast, the first question that most people say to me is, you still have the cast, right?
Like, yeah.
No, my mom threw it away because it smelled.
Yeah, well, I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
I wish I had that tenacity. Anyway, man, $4.5 million for a baseball.
Crazy, right? That.
If you got it, you got it, I guess. 833-287-1037. Love to get you on right now to take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and get you another pair of tickets to KSON's Country Fest. Now, our pre-sale went on sale yesterday, and that went real fast. So I want to warn you, tomorrow when our tickets go on sale, get on to KSON.com right away, because this show in March with Justin Moore, Nate Smith, and Warren Zeiders, not to mention local favorites, the Morgan Lee Band, it's going to sell out. Be aware of that if you're buying your tickets tomorrow, or just go ahead and call right now, 833-287-1037. Get on and play Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and you'll win tickets to KSON's Country Fest 25. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So Jelly Roll was on a tour stop in Little Rock, Arkansas the other day, and he gave a shout out to the place on Instagram. It's called Gus's Chicken, and then he invited everybody to come down and get free food he was buying.
All right.
When I first started coming to Little Rock, Arkansas, I played a place called Sticky's Chicken Shack. It had 200 people. I sold it out. I was so proud. The next time I came, I played a place called The Rev Room right here behind me. Right next to it's a place called Gus's Chicken. We ate Gus's Chicken every time we played the Rev Room. I played that place 10 times. If you come to Gus's Chicken in Little Rock, Arkansas today, the food is on me, baby. Come get you a meal. This one's on me to honor our sold out show at Simmons Bank Arena. To all y'all artists playing Stickies and playing the Rev Room, and y'all play a boot. I played Stickies 10 times. I played the Rev Room 20 times. Keep playing, baby. Keep playing, baby.
I want to hire Jelly Roll to sell anything that I have, right? Because he can make anything sound like the most amazing thing ever, and you want to be a part of it.
I want to go to Sticky's Chicken.
Yes.
Jelly Roll or not, you get me a table at Sticky's Chicken, please.
I love it.
And when I'm done there, I'm going to Gus's Fried Chicken. Why? Because Jelly Roll played there? Okay. But more so because I love fried chicken.
He not only covered the cost of chicken for every remaining customer that was there.
Nice job.
He blessed the staff with a massive tip. How much? $7,500.
Oh my. Well, what was the bill?
$11,268.
Seven large.
Wow. So almost $19,000 he spent.
God.
That's crazy.
Of course, my mind goes to the kid that called in sick at Gus's Chicken that day.
Oh.
Wait a second, what?
Yeah,
what?
No kidding.
I lost my share of a $7,000 tip.
I think it's great.
I wish Jelly Roll would have some fun
with
this new chapter of his life. Try to have some fun, pal. I know you will, Jelly Roll, when you're headlining Stagecoach. That's happening in April. But you can go to Stagecoach by taking John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and we'll read another name, maybe yours, this morning at 8:05. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Santee. Say good morning to Chris. What's going on, Chris?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Can't complain, pal. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you leave, please?
You bet. Good luck.
Chris, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, pal, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
All right.
There was almost a Brady Bunch reunion at CBS, but Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, says it was scuttled because of her politics. How many kids total are there in the Brady Bunch?
6.
23 years ago, in 2001, Apple released this breakthrough MP3 music player that packed up to 1,000 CD-quality songs into an ultra-portable 6.5-ounce design that fit in your pocket. What was it called?
The iPod.
Marvel has taken the new Blade movie that was ready to go off the schedule, that at least for now. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series?
I do not know that one.
Amy Adams let her chin hairs grow out for a scene in her latest movie. Quote, I saw it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What was the name of the 2007 film where Amy plays a Disney princess-to-be named Giselle, exiled from her animated world into the live-action world of New York City? It also stars Patrick Dempsey.
I'll have to pass for that one.
All right, and today is National Food Day. According to a Grubhub survey, the most ordered food in America is A, French fries, B, cheeseburgers, or C, a burrito bowl.
Making C.
Okay, let's get Tam back in. All right, Chris, what's happening in your world today, pal?
Not much, just driving to work. I work for the city of Santee.
Oh, all right, what department?
Public Works.
All right, man. I was working for the streets department when I was a college student. I loved that job.
That's what I do. I work for the streets.
All right. Well, oh, my God. A fellow street worker, Tam.
Oh.
We can tell you between cold mix and hot mix.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right, Tammy. Chris did 3 out of 5 today.
Okay.
I feel a certain camaraderie with Chris now.
Okay.
There was almost a Brady Bunch reunion at CBS, but Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, said it was scuttled because of her politics. How many kids total are there in the Brady Bunch?
6.
Can I ask a question honestly? Does anybody want a Brady Bunch reunion at this point?
I mean,
okay, whatever. There's been so many of them.
Maybe the Brady Bunch's grandchildren. Now that might be interesting.
Right. It's 1-1. 23 years ago in 2001, Apple released this breakthrough MP3 music player that packed up to 1,000 CD-quality songs into an ultra-portable 6.5-ounce design that fit into your pocket. What was it called?
An iPod.
That was the iPod. It shocks me that it was only, quote-unquote, 23 years ago. Right. That's not a long time.
Yeah. No,
for something innovative to all of a sudden become extinct. That's how quickly technology works now. Right. Do you still have an iPod?
I do, and I wish it was working because it has some of the best music I've ever downloaded
on it.
You
can't just charge it
but
up?
It just sits and clicks. It won't.
Oh,
I don't know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
But
Anyway, it's 2-2. Chris knew that. Marvel has taken the new Blade movie that was off the schedule, at least for now. Who was the star of the original Blade movie series?
What's his name? Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes is right. Chris didn't know. Couldn't come up with it. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, Amy Adams let her chin hairs grow out for a scene in her latest movie. Quote, I saw it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What was the name of the 2007?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up. Right.
Are you telling me to shut up or Amy Adams?
No, her. Come on.
Well, in her defense, in this movie, she plays a housewife that turns into a dog.
Okay.
So maybe that, I don't know. I'm trying. What was the name of the 2007 film where Amy plays a Disney princess-to-be named Giselle, exiled from her animated world into the live-action world of New York City? It also stars Patrick Dempsey.
Enchanted?
Enchanted is right. You know, I'm not going to shower for about 2 or 3 months. You know why?
Because it's your expression.
I see it as a wonderful expression of the human experience without any artifice or filters. What's that? I stink on ice?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll go shower. All right. It is now 4-2, Tammy. Tammy, finally, today's National Food Day. Can you get more generic than that?
Yeah.
According to a Grubhub survey, the most ordered food in America is A, French fries, B, cheeseburgers, or C, a burrito bowl.
I feel like I read somewhere that it was French fries, and I was kind of shocked by that. So I'm going to go French fries.
Well, I do enjoy a nice platter of hot French fries with salt and ketchup. Mm. The number one food that is ordered, burrito bowls. Chris got that right. A score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
Chris, you are joining us for Country Fest March 22nd, Gallagher Square at Petco Park, starring Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Chris, enjoy that so much. Have the best day. Before you leave, though, pal, I need you to say this.
Hi, I'm Chris Infante, and I flunked out of Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hey, guys, as many proud dad stories as I share, I think it's only fair for, you know, for equal time that I share a what the hell Abby story.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
Tell me, maybe I'm wrong here.
Okay.
My daughter was looking to go to a concert here in town, and the show was sold out.
Okay.
So she called me and asked if there's anything I could do. I said, well, there's nothing. If it's sold out, it's sold out.
Yeah.
But on a whim, ever since I went to that Dodgers-Padres baseball game a couple weeks ago, I've been really checking out SeatGeek a lot. So I went on to SeatGeek to find if there were any available tickets for her at the show, and sure enough, there were.
Okay.
And they were standing room only. Not great, but still, she just wanted to get into the building.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll do something nice.
Yeah.
And I plopped down. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was like $120 for two tickets with all the taxes and the fees and And I sent her the link just as a surprise. Like, hey, go have some fun.
Oh, nice.
Let your dad, even though you're 26, let your dad buy you a ticket to a show once in a while. You can go have fun. You and your friend Alex work so hard. Go have a nice night out on me. I didn't say, here's what it cost you.
Right.
Tell Alex to send me a Venmo. I didn't say, here, have some fun.
Right.
And I'm not saying this for any other reason but to explain why I'm even bringing this up in the first place.
Okay.
So, Abby and I, again, she's 26. She's my oldest. She lives here in Del Mar. Julia, my baby, lives in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Abby texts me and says, would you want to go see Beetlejuice on Friday?
Uh-huh.
Of course I want to see Beetlejuice on Friday. I love going to movies with my daughter.
Yeah.
I said, of course. I'm wide open. Let's do it. Within 10 seconds of me hitting send, I get a Venmo request for her for $14. And I'm like, oof.
Okay.
What? Wait.
Okay, so she asked you to go to the movie.
Same day I bought her this ticket.
Okay.
Two tickets to a show.
So you bought her over $100 worth of tickets.
I bought her two tickets with services and fees, $126.
And said, here you go, go have fun.
Yes.
Then she said, hey, Dad, do you want to go see this movie with me?
Yes.
You say yes, and then she Venmo requested you $14.
Within seconds. Now, I haven't responded to her yet. I have not sent her the $14 yet.
I think you hold out on that one.
But part of me is like,
my gosh.
I feel like saying, well, I guess how I started this whole thing. Abby, what the hell?
Yeah.
I don't mind going halvesies. I mean, she's a working girl.
Yeah, but you.
I wanted her to save her money. But, I mean, the same. It wasn't even a half hour later.
Uh-huh.
At least wait a day. Right before you send me the $14 bill for my movie ticket.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did you tell her you bought the tickets from SeatGeek? I mean, does she know that you physically?
Well, yeah, because you have to transfer tickets over to her.
But did she think that maybe you got them from someone?
All right.
And not realizing that you actually paid for them.
Everyone just hang. Okay.
I never thought about that, Jess.
Hang on. I'm checking out the text exchange right now. They're all gone, so I got you two tickets on SeatGeek and standing room only. Oh, my God, what? You didn't have to do that. So what? You wanted to go.
Oh, then she didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, she should.
Oh, my God, what? You didn't have to do that. So what? You wanted to go. Let Dad do this. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Smiley face heart.
And you owe me $14.
That's funny.
What?
Yeah.
Now, part of me is impressed that my former wife and I raised this young woman to be responsible with her money and to be upfront and when she thinks that she's owed something. But
I know. But
I mean,
still.
Read the room. I just spent $120.
That's funny.
That is good. Oh, my God.
I'm just going to let it marinate in her mind.
Yeah.
Maybe after a couple days before she said, where's my $14?
Right.
She'll be able to think, you know what, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah. I agree. I love it.
All right, coming up very soon, will you be the person we send off to see Blake Shelton in Vegas? Another chance for you with our KSON Sneaky Sound Send-Off. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Well, hey, friends, it's Dolly. You think you know my songs? Well, get ready to hear them like never before, because I've got something really special lined up just for you. It's a brand new project that I'm calling Threads, My Songs and Symphony, coming live to orchestras worldwide. It's a reflection on my life and the music that I wrote along the way. And I want you to be part of it. I hope you'll be there.
You can be a part of it on June 29th, Dolly Show with the San Diego Symphony at the Rady Shell. I mean, this... God, like, what's left? Is there a Dolly Parton musical? I mean, I think that's about the only thing left, right?
Has there been? I mean, 9 to 5 was turned into a musical.
They're working on it.
Of course.
It's actually already, I believe they're writing it and producing it right now.
There needs to be more than that, though. I mean, Broadway musicals are kind of just passe now. Let's step into the now as far as how we can expand the Dolly project.
No, they are not.
How about we do, like, the Dolly drone show, the Dolly SpaceX mission? I mean, let's blow up Dolly. Listen to Broadway Betty over there. No, they're not.
Well, they're not.
Hello, have you not seen Wicked?
Obviously, I was trying to make a point. Calm down, theater.
Good
Lord. What I'm trying to say is, let's blow Dolly up into the stratosphere.
Here's the thing. This is going to bring Dolly on screen at these events. And then she has handpicked all the guest vocalists and musicians.
Oh, cool.
And then the orchestra will play her music. I think this is going to be really cool.
Oh, so it's not just the orchestra. There'll be vocalists
Correct.
As well. Oh, that's really
Correct.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. So June 29th. We know who's going to be there.
Oh, you know I will. I'm still saying, you guys, I really want a Dolly Parton party. I want to make her food.
So
I want
do it. How many times are we talking about it? Just do it.
Well, I have to, schedules are hard.
But you're the planner.
I know.
Come on.
All right, we'll
want
plan
an
it.
Itinerary
Let's do it.
And everything.
Are we popping a link for that Dolly show on our socials?
Absolutely.
All right, check that out. In the meantime,
it's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's head out to Dana, who's in Carmel Valley. Hey, Dana.
Hi.
Dana, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio, please?
See you later, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Dana, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Dana, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Pizza is the best food in the world. So, here comes a random pizza, true or false. Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
John Stamos was driven to succeed by a bully who gave him a black eye in high school. Quote, to this day, each milestone in my career, I remember thinking, like, I'm going to show him. John became a star on Full House. In what California city was Full House set in?
San Francisco.
Actor Frankie Muniz announced he's joining the NASCAR Truck Series full-time. Frankie was the star of this hilarious Fox sitcom that ran from 2000 to 2007. What was it called?
I think Malcolm in the Middle.
Ryan Reynolds had a birthday yesterday. He owned a 25% stake in a cell phone company that he sold to T-Mobile for $1.3 billion. He also did the commercials for them. What was the name of the company?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, 32 years ago, Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs was released. It was about strangers who come together for a jewelry heist that goes wrong. All the criminals used code names based on what?
Superheroes.
All right, let's get Tam back in.
Okay.
So, Dana, I used to bike a lot through Carmel Valley. Have you lived there for a while?
Yeah, about the last 4 years.
It's changed so much. That area, I'm like, where am I now? It's crazy, right?
Yeah, there's just a lot. Nice dining, shopping, a lot more.
Really is different. All right, Dana today, Tammy, did 3 out of 5.
Nice job, Dana.
I think we can all agree that pizza is the best food in the world. And if you don't, you're wrong. So random pizza, true or false?
Okay.
Hawaiian pizza was invented in Canada.
Why not? True.
It is 100% true. Ontario, Canada. Still not the biggest fan, but
I like it.
I'm learning. I'm learning. It's 1-1. John Stamos was driven to succeed by a bully who gave him a black eye in high school. Quote, to this day, each milestone in my career, I remember thinking, like, I'm going to show him. John became a star on Full House. In what California city was Full House set in?
San Francisco.
That's right. Dan knew that. 2-2. Actor Frankie Muni has announced he's joining the NASCAR Truck Series full-time.
Wow.
Frankie was the star of this hilarious Fox sitcom that ran from 2000 to 2007. What was it called?
Yeah, it's... Oh, my God. I can hear the song. I see his little brother, Dewey. What's the title of the show, though? Oh, my God. I hate it when the wrong one sticks in your head and you can't get rid of it. My So-Called Life, which is not... That's Claire Danes. And I... Oh, it's...
All right. Come on.
It's like all jumbled up in my mouth.
Well, here's a clue. Frankie was the middle child.
Yes. Yes. Malcolm in the Middle. Dang it. Oh,
Dana knew that. Ryan Reynolds had a birthday yesterday, Tammy. He owned a 25% stake in a cell phone company that he sold to T-Mobile for $1.3 billion. He also did the commercials for them. What's the name of the company?
Mint Mobile.
Mint. Dana didn't know. We're tied back up at 3. And finally, Tammy, 32 years ago, Quentin Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs was released. It was about strangers who come together for a jewelry heist that goes wrong. All the criminals used code names based on what?
I've never seen the movie.
Oh, so you wouldn't know.
So I'm just going to make a guess. Code names based on jewelry.
No, nor were the code names based on superheroes, which was Dana's guess. I don't want to be Mr. Pink. Be quiet, Mr. White. Okay, Mr. Black.
Oh, my God. I swear to God, I almost said colors. I'm like, well, that's dumb. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
You're speaking about a fabulous movie, madam.
No, I
thank you to show it the proper respect.
That. I'm like, that's a dumb answer, Tammy. No. Come up with something else.
It was, in fact, colors. That's a lesson. Always go with your first instinct. That's always the one that usually is the best when it comes to trivia, man. At least. Dana, today you finished with a tie, 3-3. You're not going to get any of Tammy's money because, unfortunately, all ties go to Tammy. However, you still get a great prize.
I think you're going to like this. A pair of tickets for KSON's Country Fest that's happening March 22nd at Gallagher Square at Petco Park. Starring Justin Moore, Nate Smith, Warren Zeiders, and the Morgan Lee Band.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Dana, enjoy that so much. You have a wonderful day, okay? Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
We're about to meet Ashley in Lakeside. Has herself a boyfriend who ghosted his last girlfriend.
And we want to know what you think she should do. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, why don't you go ahead and share your story? We'll try and help you out.
Oh, man. All right. So my boyfriend and I have been together for... just about 3 months now. And, you know, it's really great. He's a wonderful guy. And everything seems to be really good and going really well. But I found out something this week that is a bit of a red flag.
All right.
I have some mutual friends with his ex, and I just kind of figured out and discovered that he actually ghosted her after 5 months.
Like flat out just disappeared?
Disappeared. No text, no calling, no explanation, nothing. And she thought things were great one day, and then the next, he just stopped talking to her. Like, completely disappeared, no reason why. And, you know, like, that really bothered me, so I asked him about it, and his response was, you know, there are two sides to every story, but that was it. Like, he refused to elaborate any further, and now I'm just worried, is this going to happen to me? Like,
is this a pattern?
I don't know.
When you asked that question to him, Ashley, was he, like, real defensive? Like, there's two sides to every story, or was he, like... just, like, shut it all down right away.
It was pretty much just, like, end of conversation. There's two sides to every story. Done.
Have the mutual friends that you have with his ex added any insight to as maybe why this happened?
No. And, like, I don't really want to pry because I also, like, things are good. So I don't want to make something that's not out of nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay, so either some serious crap went down that is so serious he doesn't want to talk about it, or... dude has commitment issues, and after 5 months, you're worried that you might be the next person he ghosts.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm really starting to fall for this guy, and I don't want to get hurt.
I get it. You're wondering if you're overthinking it. Totally makes sense, but I would wonder, too. And I get that you want some help on what to do.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Here's the deal. You heard Ashley's story. I think I kind of know where this might be going, but maybe you've experienced the same thing and there was an actual legit reason. 833-287-1037. Ashley's got this dude. Things are going well. One problem, he ghosted his last girl after 5 months and refuses to talk about it whatsoever. 833-287-1037. Should Ashley love him or list him? Ashley, if you're cool with it, we're going to ask you to hang out. We'll hear some responses to what people think you should do. And then depending on what you want to do, well, you know, you can go ahead and make your decision. You want to hang out with us for a while?
Yeah, I'll hang.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Help Ashley out. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
My boyfriend and I have been together for just about 3 months now. But I found out something this week that is a bit of a red flag. I have some mutual friends with his ex, and I just kind of figured out and discovered that he actually ghosted her after 5 months. Disappeared. No text, no calling, no explanation, nothing.
Obviously a red flag for Ashley in Lakeside. She's waiting to find out what you think she should do. Love him or list him.
Shannon, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should list him because you can't ghost somebody and just think that that's going to be okay. And he's going to do it to her, too.
Well,
I could see your fear of that, Shannon. But my thought was is that she kind of let it go right away, that maybe she should have asked to have more of a conversation about it.
And possibly there was a very good reason why this person was ghosted in the first place. Like, he was afraid for his life or something, you know?
Well, he didn't explain, so...
Yeah.
I said, give me an explanation. You should give me an explanation.
That's totally true.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Sarah in Lakeside, what do you think Ashley to do with this possible ghoster? Love him or list him?
Oh, it's tough. I had that happen to me out of nowhere. I think if she decides to stay with him, she needs to be guarded that it could happen to her. I think it's probably a pattern of behavior, and he's a coward if he didn't give the last girl any explanation whatsoever.
Where I'm thinking is that she really needs to say, you need to tell me what happened or we can't go on, right? Because she really does like him.
I agree, yes. And you don't want to make something out of nothing, and maybe the last girl wasn't the one, and she is. But
oh, yeah.
We have a tendency to ignore these red flags.
Isn't anybody else thinking there might be a very good reason why the guy does not want to talk about this whatsoever, and it was a one-time thing? And
well, but then he needs to reassure her.
Yeah, he could explain that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure she would love to hear his explanation on what happened.
Gotcha. Any explanation.
Yeah, any explanation.
Sherry's in Vista, what do you think? Love or list with the ghoster?
Well, this is probably not the answer you want to hear, but I kind of feel like maybe he should list her.
Oh, tell us why.
I mean, well, I kind of feel like she's not really giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He didn't get defensive. He just shut the conversation down. Maybe it's something hurtful and there's a reason for it. And if she's already thinking something's not right after 3 months, maybe that's not a match made in heaven. And if I was him and I found out she was calling in, I'd probably lift her.
I get where you're coming from.
That's a good point.
I totally understand. And you're saying what John was saying earlier, too, that maybe this was really bad and he doesn't want to relive it. Totally true. And I think she just panicked because of what her friend said. But what they need to do is definitely sit down and discuss it more.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go back to Ashley now. Ashley, you've heard what everybody else thinks, but obviously this is about what you feel you need to do. What are you thinking?
Because it sounds like you really, really like this guy, and you're just really thinking, please don't let it be weird. Please don't let it be bad.
I do. Yeah. And I think like, I do have to give him another shot and do have to bring it up again and see what he says and, like, you know, try to have a heart-to-heart with him.
I don't understand the flat-out ghosting process. I don't understand how someone could just not talk to anybody again without so much as a warning. However, I have learned in my time on this earth, especially in the last 5 years of my life, that everyone's got something going on. Everyone's got their own reasons to how they react. So maybe this is legit, and maybe once you have a conversation with him, it'll all be put to ease with his explanation to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, it sounds like you're happy. We wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for sharing your life with us this morning, and stay in touch and let us know how it goes.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.